while you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the go.
With the Monday 830 on the go, I'm Taylor Rivera. A head-on crash in Chisago County leaves two teens dead. A St. Paul man is arrested for threatening Attorney General Pam Bondi. And Demi Lovato's new tour is coming to Minneapolis. But first, with the government shutdown likely stopping food assistance programs, Governor Walz went to the Open Door Food Pantry to announce that the state is helping out.
Talking above the din of volunteers filling and stacking boxes of food, Governor Walz announced that Minnesota is using contingency funds to give $4 million to food banks across the state. The governor pointed out that the USDA also has contingency funds that they can send back to the states.
They are choosing not to. And I can paint any damn picture you want for you. They're paying contractors to tear down the East Wing, but they're not putting money into the food bank that they're setting on. So if there's a sense of frustration in America, it's very real.
Walz says the $4 million is just a bridge to cover the needs of the food shelves, and the continuing shutdown will create even more problems. In Eagan, Al Schock, Newstalk 830 WCCO.
Meanwhile, homeowners in Minnesota and around the country could soon be without energy bill assistance just as the weather begins to turn cold. 100,000 Minnesotans receive benefits every year, but with the ongoing government shutdown, those funds are in jeopardy. The program says they're awaiting federal funds and that payments could be delayed. MSP air traffic controllers are joining a nationwide leafletting campaign. They'll participate alongside their colleagues at nearly 20 other U.S. airports. Members of the National Air Traffic Controllers Association will engage with travelers to explain how receiving their first zero paycheck due to the government shutdown introduces unnecessary risk and is detrimental to the efficiency of the national airspace system. The coordinated action aims to highlight the current stress on essential workers like those at MSP who continue to work mandatory overtime without pay. A St. Paul man who threatened Attorney General Pam Bondi earlier this month on TikTok has been arrested. 30-year-old Tyler Avalos is accused of placing a $45,000 bounty on Bondi in a post that featured a photo with a sniper scope red dot on her forehead. Avalos has previous run-ins with the law, including a 2022 federal stalking conviction. Police say alcohol may have been a factor in yesterday's fatal head-on crash in Chisago County. Two teenagers were killed in the early morning crash near the area of Stacy Trail and Ivywood Trail. A 15-year-old was pronounced dead at the scene, while a 17-year-old died of injuries in a local hospital. One vehicle was driven by a 14-year-old with two 15-year-old passengers. One of the passengers died and has been identified as a local hockey player named Jax Offalter. Police say alcohol was found near the crash scene. The Timberwolves opened their home schedule last night with a 114-110 win over the Indiana Pacers. But what most of the crowd at Target Center are more concerned about is the health of Anthony Edwards. The All-Star shooting guard left the game with an apparent hamstring injury after scoring 5 points in just 3 minutes of action. It's not clear how serious the injury is. Edwards is known for his durability, playing virtually every game for the Wolves since his rookie season in 2020. A Twin Cities woman is combining her love of horses and her recovery from breast cancer.
Kelly Caverne is living with breast cancer, undergoing treatment now, and is stable. She's found that taking care of her 6 rescue horses has given her unexpected strength and peace.
They're not verbal. They're totally different. They're a prey animal. We're a predator. We're so different from them.
At the same time, she says, the horses are sensitive to humans.
Horses will like mirror your emotions. They give you kind of honest feedback on how you're doing. Just helps you sort of reconnect in your body.
She's created a program now to help others with breast cancer. She says they'll learn hands-on activities like grooming, and through that work, participants discover lessons in trust, patience, and being present. Susie Jones, Newstalk 830 WCCO.
Organizers of the World Juniors Hockey Championship are looking for volunteers to be a part of the Blue Line. Spokesperson Kathy Gullickson says volunteers will be able to take part in a number of activities.
You could be in the venues, part of our game operations, part of our ancillary fan events, creating great experiences for fans. with things like bumper cars or snow globe activities, all based around the hockey tournament that is coming to St. Paul.
The 10-nation tournament features the best men's players in the world under 20 years of age. And the 29 games of the championship will take place over 10 days, starting on December 26th of next year. Finally, another Twin Cities concert announcement this morning. Baby, I'm sorry.
Grammy-nominated Demi Lovato will bring her newly announced 23-city It's Not That Deep tour to Target Center on Saturday night, May 2nd. Tickets go on pre-sale this Wednesday, October 29th, through Ticketmaster. General sales Friday. Steve Simpson, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Thanks for listening to WCCO's 830 On The Go. You can find each day's On The Go and all of our podcasts at WCCORadio.com or by downloading the Odyssey app. I'm Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830 WCCO.